top again. I think I'll have another round, set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Top again. I think I'll have another round, set 'em up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. Pop a top again.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This morning, Pentagon experts continue assessing how much damage the U.S. air attacks did to Iran's nuke program. Iran's foreign ministers in Moscow to meet with Russian President Putin. Homeland Security warning state and local officials of a heightened threat environment. ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
This move by the president is dividing the Republican Party. He campaigned on keeping America out of foreign conflict. So on one end, Republican leadership standing by the president, supporting this move. But a handful of Republicans are speaking out, including Congressman Thomas Massey, calling the president's moves here unconstitutional.
More air attacks between Iran and Israel today. Crude oil prices jumped, fell, then regained about half the losses today. Nearly 50 heat records for this day could be equaled or broken, forecasters say. About 150 million Americans are under heat alerts from Texas to Maine. In the seventh game, the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Indiana Pacers 103-91 and are the new NBA champs. This is ABC News. Church staffers shot and killed a man who had opened fire on Cross Point Community Church yesterday in Wayne, Michigan, during a live stream service.
Come on, everybody to the back. Please, everybody come to the back. Come to the back. They gotta come.
The shooter had no criminal history, but it's believed is going through a mental health crisis. Police say his mother is a member of the church, and he attended some services recently. Ducking a traffic hazard at the Holland Tunnel in New Jersey, explained by ABC's Wayne Cabot.
Between 20 and 30 Canada geese marching single file right toward the New York-bound tube, bumper-to-bumper afternoon traffic, strutting right past the toll booth without paying. They did follow traffic etiquette and keep right. Port Authority police describing the scene over the police radio as officers nudged the geese away, but then the stubborn critters waddled around the cop cars back toward the tunnel, eventually obeying the law, while gifting drivers with a taste of nature in the dreary blacktop jungle.
It's Monday, June 23rd. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Stay Green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 6/25. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the low to mid 80s today. And then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening. Some of those could be strong to severe with hail, wind, even a tornado possible. So stay weather aware later today. Scattered thunderstorms, mid 60s tonight. Showers in the mid to upper 70s tomorrow. Get better, faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. No trial date has been set for one of the two people accused in the death of a toddler in Manitowoc County. An attorney for Jesse Vang told a Manitowoc County judge Friday he's still going over the evidence in the case. Vang's accused of child neglect causing death in the February 2024 death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. A local official in Dodge County faces a felony charge of animal mistreatment. A criminal complaint alleges that Chestertown Chair Richard Van Buren put a leash around the neck of a stray golden retriever, pulled it through a vehicle window, and suspended the dog in the air by the leash until it died. And two people from the Fox Valley are accused of some fishy price swapping in Stevens Point. Cody and Brandon Forbes are accused of purchasing some $3,000 fish finders for about $130 by altering the barcodes so the items would ring up at a cheaper price. They now face felony retail theft charges. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on June 26th and 27th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from over 2,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on June 26th and 27th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, Durand, NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. The Durand, Arkansas School Board has approved an AGR contract with the state of Wisconsin. The 5-year contract will give the district additional state aid in exchange for smaller elementary school class sizes. And the district will also provide additional support for elementary students that do need it. This past year, the district received an additional $300,000 in aid because of that program. One person was injured in a motorcycle accident in the town of Lincoln Saturday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 36-year-old Cody Morse of Blair was traveling northbound on Highway 53 when he passed two vehicles at a high rate of speed. When he re-entered the northbound lane, the motorcycle went off the roadway into gravel and struck a guardrail. Morse was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. The family of 37-year-old Melissa Hunt, who died on Wednesday, has created a GoFundMe for funeral expenses. Hunt's family say they want to give her a beautiful memorial and burial. The goal is to raise $11,000 to cover the costs. Hunt died from injuries suffered in a beating on Wednesday. Wabasha County authorities have Rochester resident Craig Hemister in custody and have charged him with two counts of second-degree murder and one count of first-degree manslaughter. A Wisconsin man has been identified as a person who died following a vehicle crash in Minnesota. An accident happened at around 7 a.m. Friday in Chisago County, where 50-year-old Matthew Hudek of St. Croix Falls went left of center on Highway 95 and hit another vehicle head-on. Hudek died at the scene while the other driver survived with non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol use is not considered to be a factor in that accident. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
The seasonally adjusted Wisconsin unemployment rate held steady in May. The Department of Workforce Development says preliminary numbers show a 3.3% unemployment rate, the same as the month before and 0.9% lower than the national average. Data shows Wisconsin labor force decreased by 7,700 over the month. The University of Wisconsin is accusing the University of Miami of illegally tampering with a student athlete. The university alleges that Miami offered money to lure student athlete A away to enter the NCAA transfer portal last December. This came after the student athlete signed a two-year contract with Wisconsin. Details in the filing appear to line up with the recent transfer of freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas. Wisconsin says the lawsuit aims to uphold integrity in college athletics through legal accountability. A boyfriend and girlfriend are facing charges, including attempted murder. Officials say 43-year-old Paul Van Duane Jr. and 41-year-old Andrea Whitaker attempted to poison two women the man had previously matched with on a dating app. One woman was unknowingly fed thallium, which is often used to kill rodents. The other had water bottles filled with hydrogen sulfide, a toxic gas that was left in her vehicle. Both victims say they had gone on a handful of dates with Van Duane before telling him that they were not interested. Both Van Duane and Whitaker, who willingly helped in the attempted murders, are set to appear in court this week. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is leaning toward banning people from carrying firearms at the Minnesota State Capitol. He told the media on Friday it's inappropriate that we carry firearms and the idea has to be reassessed. State law requires Minnesotans with a permit to carry a gun inside the Capitol. The governor's view surfaced several days after two Minnesota legislators and their spouses were shot. Walz is planning a memorial service and hopes to have House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband lie in state at the Capitol. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. VFW 8729 in Lake City would like to take this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the globe. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. This message from your friend Wally Banks at VFW 8729, located at 115 North Franklin Street, Lake City. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. That's VFW 8729, on the air because they care.
Don't cool off the boys of summer yet. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Brewers are as hot as the weather.
Thing in these Brewers. A base hit to center. Frelick is going to deliver a run here in the fifth inning. Durbin scores. Sal Frelick with his second hit. He's 2 for 4. And the Brewers again pouring it on. It is 9-3 in the fifth.
They would need all of those runs. Brian Anderson on FanDuel Sports Network with the call. The Brewers beat the Twins 9-8. Overall, Milwaukee has won 4 in a row and welcome in the Pirates for 3 starting tonight at American Family Field in Milwaukee. To the NBA, where there's a new champion, but it was in part aided by the worst thing that can happen to a great athlete who happens to hail from Wisconsin.
Hiphard kicks it out. Toppin. Good contest from Dort. Halliburton falls down. He looks hurt. Here comes SGA the other way. Inside, and Williams throws it down. Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell. Of course, that strained calf. He's in pain. So emotional.
Oshkosh's Tyrese Halliburton appears to have a major Achilles injury. He was unable to play most of the game after going down without contact in the first quarter. Somewhat reminiscent of how the Bucks' Damian Lillard went out. That perhaps gave Oklahoma City the opening that it needed to win their first ever championship, 103-91, the final in Game 7 last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 29 points. He was named series MVP. And from auto racing, three-time IndyCar Series champion Alex Palou wins the NTT IndyCar Series XPEL Grand Prix at Road America. The victory was his third in Elkhart Lake, 6th in 9 races this season.
For sure, we got that win because of the team that we had on both pit stops and strategy. They made it look really good, and HRC that gave us the mileage we needed to gamble and to make it with that stop that we did.
Palou also won at Road America in 2021 and 2023. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Minnesota Twins continue their downward spiral following a 9-8 loss to the Brewers at Target Field. The Twins trailed 9-3 through 5 innings before clawing back to get within a run. However, Trevor Larnach struck out to end the game with the winning run on first base. Byron Buxton homered twice in the losing effort. Ryan Jefferson, Ty France also went deep. David Festa was charged with his second loss in relief. The Twins have now dropped 9 of 10. Now, the Twins will welcome the Seattle Mariners to Target Field to begin a 4-game series tonight. The Twins have dropped to 4th place now in the AL Central. Bailey Ober will be on the mound for Minnesota this evening. The first pitch is slated for 6:40. The Minnesota Lynx are on a 3-game winning streak following an 82-66 victory over the Los Angeles Sparks at the Target Center Saturday. The Lynx trailed by 1 at halftime before outscoring LA 48-31 the rest of the way. Kayla McBride poured in 29, while Courtney Williams chipped in with 18. Minnesota's in first place at 12-1. They visit the Mystics tomorrow night. The Minnesota Golden Gophers will bolster their 2026 recruiting class. Defensive back Trayson Richardson and quarterback Farina Ifeira both committed to the football program over the weekend. Ifeira rescinded his commitment to Boston College so he could switch to Minnesota. Richardson chose the Gophers over New Mexico,
North Texas, and UTEP.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio.
Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment for the Southern Lake Michigan Coastal Regional Master Plan. The public comment period is open through Wednesday, July 16th. More details when we return, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
The Wisconsin DNR is seeking public comment on the future management of department properties in the Southern Lake Michigan coastal ecological landscape. A regional master plan establishes the levels and types of resource management and public use permitted on the department-managed properties. DNR staff will develop a plan for lands within the region. The regional plan includes properties such as Lakeshore State Park, Richard Bong State Recreation Area, Shewaukee Prairie Carroll Beach State Natural Areas, Forest Exploration Center, Big Muskego Lake Wildlife Area, and many others. Members of the public are invited to learn more about the Southern Lake Michigan coastal region and the planning process by attending a public meeting and open house tonight, Monday, June 23rd, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Milwaukee Service Center. DNR staff will give a short presentation at 5:30 p.m. The public can also learn more at the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Southern Lake Michigan Coastal.
From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COIN25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COIN25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Forecast for today, partly sunny. We'll have a 50% chance of showers and storms throughout the day. And temperatures in the 80s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of an early storm. Lows, low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs, mid-70s. Clouds and sun across the region this morning. Wabasha and Mondovi are at 82. Ogalle and Lake City, 81. Pepin and Nelson at 80. Plum City, 78. Here at WRDN. Partly sunny and 81 with Kenny Chesney and Beer in Mexico. It's 823.
Emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still. Too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Dude, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist tent. Up for days in rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
Up the money, I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. Told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you want.
see you smile.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Riley Green, Worst Way, 833. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Mondovi Historical Society's Past in the Park is coming up on Sunday. This will be at Tourist Park in Mondovi. Food, refreshments, and more. You can visit the City of Mondovi Facebook page for more information on that. Let's run down birthdays for today, for this June 23rd. This actor is best known for his work on the longtime drama Knot's Landing and also Young and the Restless. Ted Shackelford is 79 today. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is 77. Musician and former American Idol judge Randy Jackson is 69 today. This actress was in the TV series Anger Management, as well as movies In Their Skin, The Fog, and Legally Blonde. Selma Blair is 53 today. Pro Football Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson is 46 today. This actor is best known for playing Bernadette on the TV show The Big Bang Theory. We are talking about Melissa Rauch, 45 today. Singer Lauren Bennett is 36 today. Born on this date, England's King Edward VIII, born in the state in 1894. He was king for less than a year, then made Duke of Windsor after his abdication in 1936 to marry American divorcee Frances Wallace. Also, Tony Award-winning actress Irene Wirth was born in this day, 1916. She won Tonys for her performances in Sweet Bird of Youth and Tiny Alice. Former Cleveland Brown and Baltimore Ravens owner Art Modell, born in the state in 1925. Grammy Award-winning singer June Carter Cash, born in the state in 1929. Celebrating birthdays from yesterday, Madison Kilbotten had a birthday yesterday. Linda Tollefson also had a birthday yesterday. So their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs, from the steaks, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, the brats, the chicken, and more. And don't forget about those beef sticks, too, at the Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. I love the Hunter beef sticks. Those are awesome. Going to be taking those up to Engineer Greg this weekend for the National Ham Radio Field Day. Also, our winner will receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch. Use that Dairy Queen app, and you'll earn rewards points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae. So many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear?
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be. I wish that it didn't.
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true.
The Confetti Cake Blizzard Treat is back. Filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ Freezer closes.
This is one of our calves here at Wheezy Brothers Farms, and my name is Madison. My great-grandfather bought the land, and my grandfather and his brothers began milking dairy cows here in 1982. I want to continue that strong passion for dairy farming, and I want to be able to pass that love and passion on to my kids someday.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Stop at O'Galley Cheese to grab a take-and-bake pizza made right on site with their own cheddar, Romano, and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses. Make sure to get a scoop or two of chocolate shop ice cream to enjoy. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week for your pizza and ice cream enjoyment.
Forecast for today, we'll have partly sunny skies and a 50% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs in the low 80s, west winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, slight chance of an evening storm, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, we'll have highs in the mid 70s. Currently across the region, mix of clouds and sun, Mondovi and Wabasha at 82, O'Galley and Lake City at 81, Pepin and Nelson at 80, Plum City 78. Here at WRDN, we have a little bit of sunshine through the clouds and 81 with Chris Young, and I can take it from there. It's 740.
Ain't nothing going on in town tonight except a loud party crowd drinking too much beer. So baby, tell me, would it be all right if we just take a little rain check and stay right here? I'm sure could find something to do. As a matter of fact, baby, why don't you grab a couple glasses and a bottle of wine? Walk down the hall and turn down the lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there. And that bottle of wine. Walk down the hall and darling, turn down those lights. Baby, while you're at it, you might as well let down your hair. And I can take it from there.
If you're not willing to give. You're not in it for love. I'm out of here. Cover girl, yeah, you could be a plane in a magazine. Now tell me what's your sign. Oh, always the same old line. I'll be a number four if you change your mind.
If you're not in it for love, if you're not willing to give it all you got, if you're not in it for love, if you're not in it for love, let me make it clear to you, my dear.
You're not.
Thanks for listening to Real Country 1430. We knew you'd take the bait.
You look surprised. You didn't think you'd see me kicking up my heels, painting up this town when you said goodbye. I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday. It wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. Didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better. Take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm all right.
So your bag's backed up against the wall, and the bandwagon's falling right off, and you're hearing all the talk about maybe you should think about what you're gonna do if it don't work out. It ain't about if it makes sense, 'cause if the boot do it don't fit. As far as I can see, there ain't no way to be somebody if you're just gonna quit. So if you got a fire,
and 107.3 FM WRDN. Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, Backup Plan 852. I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up next hour, we're going to kick off our week-long spotlights with Rotering Ridge Beef and Dairy. They were the hosts for the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this past Sunday. So we're going to kick off our week-long spotlight with them coming up this morning, starting at about 9:15 or so. Well, Honolulu has once again been named the most desirable city in the U.S. to live in. Really? But it's not among the top 20 in the world. The rankings come from the Economist Intelligence Unit's Global Livability Index and are based on stability, healthcare, culture, environment, education, and infrastructure. Honolulu tops the U.S. ranking for the third straight year. Well, it is Hawaii. I guess what? It's like you're on vacation permanently. Atlanta ranks second. Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. round out the U.S. top five. Worldwide, Honolulu comes in at number 23. Copenhagen, Denmark is the tops of the global list, followed by Vienna, Austria, and Zurich, Switzerland, which are tied for second. I could see Honolulu, one of those, you know, well, it's Hawaii and all of that. I've always been like, okay, kind of like that with Vegas. If Vegas is my escape from reality, if I would move there when I would retire to make it, you know, that's where I'm going to live. Well, now it's not my escape from reality becomes reality. I don't know if that would really work out too well. Kind of just like it right here in good old-fashioned Durand. It works for me.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Elsevia Co-op, your certified Ruby Fieldmaster distributor.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field.
In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Sunshine Learning Center in Menominee reminds you with summer now here, that means fun in the sun by the pool, and they care about your family's safety. But did you know that drowning is a leading cause of accidental death for children? So please, let's make safety a priority for everyone by making sure the pool area is secure, always supervising children around water, and teaching them how to swim. That from Sunshine Learning Center, Menominee. For all of your A to Z child care needs, call 715-231-5437. Again, Sunshine Learning Center, 715-231-5437.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket, and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah. So, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the Powerball lotto is sitting on a 100 mil. Well, that'll buy a bone. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. So, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
hair. She said some kids don't, and her parents' dreams went up in smoke. They said you can't leave. She said yes, I will. They said don't see him. She said